want me suffer. They want me gone, but I'm a biggie man, brother. They wanna see me cry, don't know why. Anyway, my room was on my boat, I know lie.
Calm
down, calm down. Yo, this your body, he puts in my heart for lockdown. For lockdown, oh lockdown. Yo, you sweet like phantom, phantom. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl.
Lunchtime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
It's a silver jubilee at NAPSA, celebrating a quarter of a century of growth, innovation, and social security. Update your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced plot in Lusaka. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Voter registration turnout in Lusaka district starts at slow pace. Why me to face trial despite foreign offence? In international news, illegal firearm trade negatively affecting national economies. In sports, Madagascar President Rajoelina flees amid military-backed protests.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Voter registration ahead of the 2026 general elections has begun in Lusaka district, with education facilitators deployed in all the 38 wards in the district to sensitize communities and provide referrals to registration centers. And Lusaka district publicity voter education coordinator Namakao Pumulo says the voter registration process has started on schedule in Lusaka, emphasizing that the exercise aims to register eligible voters and provide various services, including replacement of lost voter cards, change of polling districts, and updating of voter information. Ms. Pumulo has therefore encouraged residents to visit their nearest registration centers, which will be open from 8 hours to 17 hours every day.
So as a district, we have deployed a total number of 186 kits across all 7 constituencies in Lusaka to aid this very important process. I also have on the ground what we call the voter education facilitators. So these are the foot soldiers who are currently deployed in all the 38 wards giving sensitization to our communities and really acting as referrals in terms of telling people where our kits are currently deployed. For those whose voters' cards have been defaced, you can also come and have your voters' card replaced. And then, of course, you know, from the period 2020 to now, people could have changed names and wish to maybe add a name to their voters' cards. That's also another service that we'll be offering. For those that might have previously lost their voters' cards, the uniformed officers that have been designated at registration centers will be issuing free police reports for this particular project.
Joining us live on the Lunchtime News is Dr. Richard Silumbe, Opposition Leadership Movement President. Dr. Silumbe, welcome to the Lunchtime News.
Well, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to talk to the people on Power FM.
Dr. Silumbe, voter registration has begun in Lusaka. What message would you like to share with Zambians about this important exercise?
Well, I'm telling the Zambian people, especially a young voter, a Zambian voter, to say this is an opportunity you have to end your poverty. You know that this government that we voted into power in 2021 has brought nothing but poverty, misery, and massive suffering to the Zambian people. Therefore, as you register to vote, know that in that vote, there is a power to change your government and to make your life better. So voter registration is a very important exercise that should be taken serious, and all young people and all walks of life, Zambians must take it serious. Let us register to vote and ensure that we put in power a government that puts Zambia first, and not foreigners first, Zambians second. We are currently having a problem where we have a government that is a puppet that puts foreigners first, and we Zambians are suffering. It's now time for the Zambian people to rectify the wrongs that they made in 2021.
Dr. Silumbe, looking at past elections, there's often voter apathy, especially among the youth. From your perspective, what can political leaders such as yourself do differently to inspire more young people to vote?
Well, first of all, we want Zambians to understand what every politician they want to vote for is able to do. Without understanding what we are voting for, this is why we are finding ourselves in such catastrophe. As leadership movement, we have been clear. We want to ensure that Zambians know that they themselves should be the beneficiaries of whatever privileges that we have in this country. Number one, we want every Zambian who owns a piece of land to have a title deed. Number two, we want a government that is productive, that has state farms where we are able to produce and we are able to feed ourselves, and not a government that depends on a few farmers to produce and feed the rest of the country. We want the mining sector to be in our hands as Zambians. That is what we want. We want ZNS mines. We want government to participate in mining. These policies, they are going to bring about riches, they are going to bring about prosperity and economic growth. And if the Zambian people understand these things, they are going to vote wisely, contrary to voting for a 50 kwacha from the ruling party, or a 100 kwacha, or a chitenge material. These are the things that we should rectify. Therefore, voter apathy is no solution. We need to listen attentively to the leaders and select leaders who have a vision for this country, who are going to bring about the change that we want as a people.
Finally, Dr. Silumbe, looking ahead to the 2026 election, what key issues do you think will shape the national conversation, and how will your party address them?
You can repeat the question.
What key issues do you think will shape the national conversation, and how will your party address these issues?
Well, first of all, as we speak today, Zambians know exactly what they are going through. We have a government that promised the Zambian people that is going to end load shedding. Then it fails lamentably. Our president today doesn't even know where to go and what to do with the load shedding case.